From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States partial travel ban goes into effect Thursday night, requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. The guidance comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated the travel ban ordered by President Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. Chinese President Xi Jinping began a three-day visit to Hong Kong on Thursday, marking 20 years since the city returned to Chinese rule after being a British colony. The trip will culminate with Xi overseeing the inauguration ceremony for Carrie Lam, who is due to be sworn in Saturday as Hong Kong's first female leader. Xi said Thursday China wants to look to the future and ensure the stable development of one country, two systems. Australian police are charging a top Vatican official with historic sexual offenses. Authorities did not give details of the allegations against Cardinal George Pell, beyond saying there are multiple complaints linked to the charges. Cardinal Pell says he has been granted a leave of absence by Pope Francis to address the situation.
News of these charges strengthens my resolve. And court proceedings now offer me an opportunity to clear my name and then return here back to Rome to work.
Pearl, who serves as the chief financial advisor to Pope Francis, was ordered to appear in a Melbourne court on July 18th for a hearing. Pearl is the highest-ranking Catholic official to face charges of sexual abuse. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq said Thursday its forces retook control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, targeted by the Islamic State group 3 years ago. Militants blew up the centuries-old Grand al-Nuri Mosque and its leaning 45-meter minaret last week, furthering the devastation of Mosul during 8 months of fighting. Iraqi forces, backed by airstrikes and ground support from a U.S.-led coalition, are working to oust the last Islamic State fighters from the old city section of western Mosul and complete their mission to reclaim full control of the city the militants seized in 2014. The U.S. is boosting security for all foreign airlines flying into American airports, but it is now, for now, expanding a ban on carry-on laptop computers. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said Wednesday the new measures would be phased in over the next few months.
Our enemies are constantly working to find new methods for disguising explosives, recruiting insiders, and hijacking aircraft. I've made a point to talk with everyone I can about securing aviation. I've met with our international partners. I've met with our industry leaders. I've met with our private sector stakeholders. My conclusion is this: it is time that we raise the global baseline of aviation security.
For now, the Department of Homeland Security is not expanding a ban on carry-on laptop computers. The devices were forbidden on planes coming from eight African and Middle Eastern airports in March after intelligence that Islamic State was seeking to put a bomb inside one. The U.S. authorities had been considering expanding the ban to flights from Europe, but some airlines balked. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Syria is taking seriously the U.S. warning against launching another chemical weapons attack. Mattis says there has been no attack since the White House issued a statement Monday night warning the regime of President Bashar al-Assad pay a heavy price if chemical weapons are used again. The U.S. said it saw active preparations for another chemical weapons strike at a Syrian airfield, the same one used for a similar attack in April. Syria denied it used chemical weapons. Nearly 90,000 people were killed in the attack that prompted a cruise missile strike on the airbase. That decision was defended by U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley in testimony before lawmakers Wednesday.
One of the best things we did was after the chemical weapons program, when the president made that decision to go in and strike, it sent shockwaves throughout the international community as well as in Syria to let them know we weren't going to stand for it.
Haley said she believed President Trump's actions saved Syrian lives. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.